WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort speaks with Irvin Dyer, who started American Heroes, the Homewood Project. Its goal is to highlight African-American men who are doing good work in their neighborhood.
I think that too often places like Homewood, for a lot of different reasons, it could be race, it could be economics, they're seen as separate and distinct communities, pulled away from the larger fabric of American communities and America in general. And so we wanted to have a project that sort of brought Homewood back into the conversation, back into the fabric of what it means to be an American, to show that there are people, and in this case, African-American men who are in the community and making a difference, that they're taking care of their families, that they're working to solve problems, that they've been longtime businessmen, spiritual leaders, educational leaders in this community. So it really was quite a deliberate attempt to make the men visible and to show that, yeah, they have a presence in this community, and also they have a presence in the larger American society.
And then how did you choose these local heroes?
So we did not choose them. That's an important issue, right? The community chose them. We understand the value of history, but we wanted contemporary figures who were still present and still working and still making a difference in the community. So it was really quite thrilling for us to see the community respond and say, yes, there are heroes here, and we want to help you guys to sort of lift them up.
And what do you hope that young people get out of this?
I think much of the same thing, right? That we can present them with models, that when they are discouraged, that there are people here to help you, right? There are people here who are working to make a difference. We want a chance to connect you to these people who can inspire you to be creative, who can encourage you to stay in school, to encourage you to be a better brother, to be a better student, to find the first job.
Does the project continue on, and what would you like to do more with this project?
So the Homewood Project, we had a wonderful banner that for like 6 months hung in the YMCA in Brushton. But the media part of our effort no longer continues. The work, however, that the heroes are doing, that continues. If they were teaching and leading before, they're still doing that. That has not gone away. What we'd like to do is to have people understand that in every community, there are heroes. We would love to have the opportunity to seek funding and engage this project in other communities, Hazelwood, the Hill District, Belts Hoover, so the community has the opportunity to say, yeah, there are heroes here.
That was Irvin Dyer of American Heroes, the Homewood Project, speaking with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort. Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.